This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknight 6 till 9, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Judson Richards.
On a beautiful Tuesday night, we're looking at about 84 degrees in the city of Chicago. Not only a beautiful night, but a chance to take in the Midsummer Classic. Hi, everybody. Judson Richards along with you for the next 3 hours. We will cover plenty, including what is happening in Atlanta tonight. The phone lines, they are always open with me. 312-644-6767. That is the same text line as well. We've got a poll question for tonight's show. We'll get to that in just a little bit. And speaking of the baseball world, Alex Cohen on the Marquee Sports Network, he'll join us coming up in just about 25 minutes. Alex will have the call for the Red Sox and the Cubs as we get back to baseball on Friday. Well, there is baseball tonight. In the rest of the baseball world, the non-All-Stars, they will have a chance to rest up. The ones that are busy at Truist Park in Atlanta, they will have literally no chance to rest. It's good to be a guy like PCA, who's 23 years old, someone like Matthew Boyd, who is 11 years into his career and has a family to take care of. He's going to be a little bit more exhausted by the time he gets back to Wrigley on Friday. But again, in Atlanta, we've got four representatives, three on the north side, one on the south side, Shane Smith for the White Sox, and of course, Kyle Tucker and Pico Armstrong, who we will get into plenty in just a moment. But I do think the guy that I am most happy for of the four, first of all, Kyle Tucker, this is his fourth. Shane Smith is so young. I mean, he doesn't even know what's happening. It's all unfolded so quickly. And then, of course, there's Pico Armstrong, where you feel like it was coming no matter what, whether it was this year or the next year or the next year. For someone like Matthew Boyd, he's got to feel like he's living a dream. I mean, he ultimately, not only the year that he has had, but the ups and downs in his career, and for him to be 11 seasons in, and I'll tell you, listen, we know what PCA is doing, and we can go over just how extraordinary his year has been. We know how phenomenal Kyle Tucker has been for the Cubs. I think you can make a pretty good case that maybe the most important Chicago Cub through, 90-some games in the season, Matthew Boyd should be very, very debatable with Kyle Tucker and Pico Armstrong. Remember, you went ahead and lost your ace, Justin Steele, out of the jump, it felt like. And then your number two in Shohei Imanaga was down for 7 weeks. So then Matthew Boyd, who's having the year of his life in his 11th season of his Major League Baseball career, he stepped in. I know he's not considered an ace around Major League Baseball. He has ultimately been the ace when the Cubs lost Ace 1 and Ace 2, and he's the reason why the Cubs have the third best record in all of Major League Baseball. I thought this was a great interview today. Matthew Boyd joined Spiegel and Holmes with Jason Leisure in for Spiegel, and Boyd, I think it was Ian Happ that said on the station that he was told before he met Boyd that he's going to be the nicest baseball player that you could ever play with. ultimately, I think it's true. This is how much Matthew Boyd is appreciating the moment he's having tonight at the All-Star game.
I know it means a ton to my dad. It means a ton to my aunt. And it's something that is just really, really, really special. I didn't understand what Wrigley Field was about. I didn't understand Cubs fans and how deep it runs. I was told about it, and you see it through the television, and you get to hear about it from your grandpa and my dad. But like to get to experience it, the words didn't do it justice. The fans get behind us. It's amazing. Playing at Wrigley Field is like playing in a playoff atmosphere every night, and the words don't even do it justice. It's really, really special. And now that I got to experience it, man, it's something that, you know, I feel so fortunate to get to do and get to call Wrigley my home and, you know, get to wear this Cubs uniform because you're putting on so much more than a uniform when you get the chance to do that.
You know, a true ace is one where no matter where you are throughout the season, whether your team is playing great, your team is playing poorly, you can count on every fifth day when you get to that guy. He's so much your stopper. He's the guy that gives you a chance to get back on track. And I think about that Yankees series, right? The Yankees on the Friday night, they blew out the Cubs. I think it was 11-0 ball game. And it's like, geez, if they don't show up for these next two games in the Bronx, they may find themselves at the All-Star break trailing the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central because the Brewers were playing the Nationals and the Nationals, you know, they're double-digit games under 500. And so you had a good idea that the Brewers were going to sweep that series. Ultimately, they did. So then on Saturday, Matthew Boyd does what you would expect an ace to do. Again, he's not considered an ace. He is having an ace-type season, and he showed up on that Saturday. The Yankees didn't know what hit him, and you felt like the Cubs were able to get back on track, and then they got a great start the following day as well on Sunday, and were able to take a series heading into the All-Star break. So congratulations to all of them, but especially the year that Matthew Boyd is having is a dream season, and if you've met the man or if you've talked to the man, if you heard him on the station, you know that he is absolutely deserving of every opportunity, experience, and every person that he's talking to tonight and enjoying this All-Star game. Now to Pete Crow Armstrong. You know, Cubs fans, tell me if I'm wrong here, Cubs fans to me seem like they are, could be somewhat, you know, the envy of the baseball world, right? If you're a baseball fan and you follow this thing closely, and if you had a wish list of where you could go and cherry pick players from other teams, especially young ones, well, when it comes to the center field wish list, the Chicago Cubs are going to run out there tonight, the guy who would be at the top of that center field wish list. And there is going to be plenty of discussion about all of the things that Pete Crow Armstrong does, right? First of all, he naturally is entertaining. It seems fitting that his parents are actors because the camera just seems to want to go to him. And whether it's on purpose or just accidentally, he just is interesting. Maybe when he's at his best or at his worst, he is just interesting. The camera is drawn to him, and we ultimately, as baseball fans, are drawn to him. So on the broadcast tonight, they're going to cover all of the five tools of Pete Crow Armstrong, right? We are going to learn about all of the things, whether it's, you know, the best WAR, I believe, in the National League, wins above replacement players offensively and defensively of what he does. So not only the spectacular center field that he plays, his ability to run the bases and cause chaos, and then ultimately to just hammer the baseball with his 25 home runs at the All-Star break. So we are going to learn about all of the tools that he has. But the beautiful part about watching tonight is you're going to know that guy in center field better than anyone who's covering the national broadcast. You're going to know the immeasurables and the intangibles that Pete Crow Armstrong offers, which is one of those things that it can be tough to explain. It can, you know, we put numbers on absolutely everything. But immeasurables and intangibles are one of the things that you can't really do it, right? The way that Craig Counsell has allowed this team to operate and the way that he runs the team, we can't really put a plus minus on that. And same goes for the intangibles and the immeasurables of Pete Crow Armstrong. All I know is last year, by the way, the last 2 years, the Cubs have won 83 games. But last year was a team that seemed tight. It was a team that seemed like they couldn't really not only come up with the big hit, but each time they came up short, it put this weight on their shoulders. And so I know that PCA's numbers are the biggest reason why, along with other guys on this team, why they're playing so well. But there just is something about the chemistry that he adds to this team on why things are different. Listen, we can agree that a guy who is bad in a locker room can negatively impact a team. So ultimately, we have to agree that a guy who shows up with just natural confidence, authenticity, and has a real drive, determination, and a winning spirit like Pecro Armstrong, it runs far deeper than just being a five-tool player. And tonight, they'll talk about it on the broadcast, but here in Chicago, you have got to see it firsthand, and he will be introduced to the entire baseball world. Here he is on the MLB Network. I thought PCA, always good in these interviews, but explaining what is working for him this season compared to last.
I'm using the ground. Like, I mean, you've seen it last year. I had that big leg kick at the second half, and it worked for 2 months. But that's, ultimately, that's just not the most repeatable move.
Right.
So I started hitting tee again this year.
Uh-huh.
And that's just to hopefully mimic, you know, what's closest to perfect as you can get. That's been big, but using the ground and trying to keep the party out front.
You know, when he says using the ground, by the way, for moms and dads out there, that's avoiding the leg kick and just having a solid foundation as much as you possibly can, right? Without getting creative, without trying to time it up with a big leg kick or a step back and then a step forward. Having your feet in the ground just means having a solid foundation underneath you more often than not. And then when it comes to his barrel placement and getting that out front, I would recommend for young hitters, just try to arrive on time. Just try to arrive on time, hit the ball over the middle of the plate. And then if you find yourself getting really good, then you can start catching the ball out front. But that's what working for PCA. But again, the difference in what we're seeing with this guy, with how he just naturally impacts a team, the immeasurables, is what I've enjoyed the most. And there was a great back and forth between Matt Spiegel. By the way, Spiegs, I heard he is a probable for tomorrow with that voice of his. Let's hope that we get Matt Spiegel back in here tomorrow. But Spiegel and Holmes, the bi-weekly with Craig Counsell, must listen to radio. And Spiegs asked Counsell about some of the antics that PCA has, right? Whether he's frustrated, throws his helmet down, spikes his bat, just those things where you can see almost his youthfulness, but also at the same time, his competitive spirit. And Counsell was asked, does he ever talk to PCA about those things?
We want our players to be perfect, right? And then you obviously coach them to be better versions of themselves. But, you know, I think we also, as people, have like blessings and curses, right? So I think the blessing Pete shows every day is like he plays with a lot of emotion, and as a fan, you feel that emotion. As a coach, you feel that emotion, and it's wonderful, right? We love it. I think to assume there's going to be nothing on the other side of that is not fair to Pete in a lot of ways. So I think Pete's always trying to get better at that stuff. But I think we also should give him some grace as he tries to improve on it.
Yeah. Emotion is what Counsell uses to describe what he's added to this team. You know, the only thing I would wonder is, as the frustration grows at times during a game, you don't want to take, let's say, you know, he reaches an incredibly high frustration we've seen by at bat number two. You don't want to see it take it to the plate with him in at bat number three, just getting to that fresh start over and over. But make no mistake about it, this team is better with the addition of Kyle Tucker. This team is different because of the year that Pecro Armstrong is having and because the baseball player that we've learned that he ultimately can be. Now, he is not perfect. He's pretty darn close of what we've seen, and especially with how young he is and where he can get to. Let's talk about one area he can improve. First, let's hear from PCA, because Ryan Dempster on MLB Network, how about this for a moniker? PCA, pure chaos antagonist. This is how PCA reacted to that.
The best fit for that nickname, it comes on the base paths. The confusion part of it, like, I think I'm a interesting skill set in terms of, yeah, of the newfound power, at least this new power everyone's starting to see. So I like still prioritizing the speed and the glove. Like, I think that's really what I'm here to do. So yeah, I think causing chaos and creating runs on the bases is hugely important.
All right, so Love that answer from PCA. And when it comes to creating chaos on the bases, there's one area that we'd like to see Pete Crawshaw get a little bit better at. Okay, well, two areas specifically. But the one that I'm thinking of is just simply walking more, right? The guy who's going to be playing the outfield with him, Kyle Tucker, who's hitting seventh, I am not convinced by any means that in the National League there are six hitters more deserving of hitting in the lineup. But it doesn't matter by any means, but also, like, you know, if you're a 14-year-old kid, when you check the lineup, you want to be hitting the cleanup spot. That's just the way it goes. So we're drawn to it. And so to see Kyle Tucker's name at seventh, it's like, I'm not convinced that the four-time All-Star with the ability that he has at the plate, there's six guys that should be hitting in front of him. Doesn't matter. We'll blame Dave Roberts. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But one thing that Kyle Tucker does, there is complete and utter ownership at home plate. I mean, he is not swinging at what you want him to swing at. He is swinging at what he wants to swing at. It doesn't mean he's not going to struggle at times. But as we look for what areas can Pete Crawshaw get better in the second half? It's not even a half. There's 40% of the season left, so we should already just celebrate what Pete Crawshaw has done. But what areas would we like to see him get a little bit better? It's his chase rate. His chase rate is in the bottom 1% of all of baseball, so the worst. He is down there at virtually the worst of the chase rate. So he's swinging out of the zone far too often. That does two things. For a guy who says that he loves to cause his chaos on the base pass, well, two things. One, the obvious one is you're going to walk less. But I think maybe more importantly is you're just finding yourselves less often in great hitters count. So if you swing at a pitch out of the zone at 0-0, then you're behind 0-1. You know, if you're sitting 1-1, I mean, you know, the difference, the percentage-wise of getting a hit between a 2-1 count and a one-ball, two-strike count, drastically different. And that's just one pitch during the at-bat. So if PCA is going to continue to, you know, grow this great relationship with Kyle Tucker, maybe ask him to take a hometown discount when it comes to this offseason, which is never going to happen. But another thing he can really pick up for another guy in the outfield is ownership at home plate. So as we watch for the final, what, just 66 games left here in the regular season, the one area I would say let's watch for Pete Crawshaw. Listen, I'm not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth. It is an absolutely remarkable season. But maybe if he could get to the bottom 5% in the chase rate. Just not sitting at one. Because you know what? At some point, if we want Pete Crawshaw to be a Hall of Famer, I mean, he may already be the best center fielder the Cubs have ever had. It's not a very deep list at all. But if we want him to be great for the next 15 years, well, in a number of years, he's not going to be the fastest guy in Major League Baseball. Things just change. Physically, you're not just going to be spectacular because that's not what Father Time does. So you got to do the other things, including getting better at being just a professional hitter, and that chase rate has got to get a little bit better for Pete Crawshaw. Our poll question today, by the way, I asked you at Judson Richards on Twitter, maybe you can throw me a retweet, Studs, from the station account, which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? Pete Crawshaw, Caleb Williams, or Connor Bedard? Now, we asked that because PCA has stolen the shine of the two number one overall picks that we have here in Chicago. Now, it's not that Crawshaw went in the 20th round. He was the 19th pick overall to the Mets in 2020. But you do feel a little bit like PCA not only has stolen the shine, but is heading towards a better career of Connor Bedard, who was expected to be a generational talent and may still ultimately get there. And then you've got Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, seemed to be the consensus number one overall pick. Jane Daniels says, ha, not so fast. But we know what Caleb did in college and ultimately what he could do. So if you were to guess, let's say 10 years from now, and we look back, best career, and maybe all of them will be Hall of Famers, but best career out of those three, and we left you an option for other as well, a Judson Richards, and you tell us on the text line, 312-644-6767, which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him. Alex Cohen coming our way at about 6:25, just about 7 minutes away. I did want to just make one thought or, you know, reflect a little bit about our Ryan Poles conversation on Friday, because we are a week away from Bears training camp getting started. And so the Ryan Poles contract extension, if you will, which he had 2 years left on his deal, we learned, and it will now run through 2029. So 5 years now on the contract of Ryan Poles. And I've heard a lot being said about aligning, that we have now aligned the head coach and the general manager, and that we've won so badly in Chicago for a head coach and a quarterback to be in line. And this is what we've asked for. This is what we've asked for. Have we not moved the goalposts a little bit on what we consider to be aligning head coach and a general manager? Because from the way I understood it, why you would align a quarterback and a head coach, specifically an offensive-minded one, is because you think their two skill sets come together and you want them to begin together, right? This is where things get started. So as I'm being told that now the Bears have aligned Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, it's nonsensical to the way that we've looked at it in the past. Let's say that Caleb Williams was given a contract extension through until 2029. That doesn't mean that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams were aligned per se. That just means that their contracts now run parallel. So as you hear the case made, I feel like by many, that there is now an alignment that we have asked for so many years that Mitch Trubisky did not get and that Justin Fields did not get and that Caleb Williams hasn't gone, that now we have it. Well, no, we don't. You just have a general manager who's 15 and 36 over his last 3 years that was given a raise. Now, calling for Ryan Poles to be fired feels like a moot point at this time because we know they're off and running. They're heading into the 2025 season. But there is no world where this man deserved a raise. In fact, I find it a little comical because what does Ryan Poles do throughout the day? He probably gets called by a lot of agents saying, hey, let's talk about a contract extension with my particular client. And Ryan Poles may say, he hasn't earned it yet. he just hasn't earned that contract extension yet. He hasn't earned more money on his deal. So imagine what an agent would think about Ryan Poles saying that to him, that he hasn't earned the contract extension as of yet. And as far as him heading towards what would be a lame duck season a year from now, wrap your mind around Ryan Poles getting a contract extension and Jed Hoyer hasn't. Jed Hoyer is in a quote-unquote lame duck season. He seems to be doing pretty well with it. And you know what? He and Craig Counsell also seem to be working pretty well together to go ahead and figure it out. So, you know, there's a lot of verbiage attached to this contract, whether Ben Johnson feels more comfortable on him having it or we've now aligned ourselves. There is no alignment when these two have started at different times, as we know it, as we focus so much on head coaches and quarterbacks doing it. So, Ryan Poles, he's got it. Don't understand why. Training camp is coming up just a week away. We will get into all of the storylines of training camp, specifically at 8 o'clock this evening with Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Coming up next, is Jed Hoyer ready to part with names like Cade Horton and Owen Casey and go all in 2025? We'll ask Marquee Sports Network's Alex Cohen. Coming up next, you're listening to 670 The Score.
Okay, Judson, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The pitch. Pete skies it. Right field. Bends it. At the track. The wall. If it's fair, it's gone. It is! Grand slam, Pete Crow Armstrong. And PCA playing like MVP. What a beast. Second of the game, he's driven in six, it is 8-6 Cubs.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6-9.
You know, that All-Star break, it doesn't last too long for baseball players. And in fact, the hottest team in baseball, the Boston Red Sox, who have won 10 in a row, well, they will be at Wrigley Field Friday afternoon. Again, you'll hear right here on The Score. Also, we'll have the call on that one on the TV side. It's a voice you just heard, Alex Cohen. Now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Marquee Sports Network, Alex Cohen. Download the Circa Sports app today. Alex, you know, you've seen it really over the last couple of years, but I've been able to witness it firsthand. What are you most excited about to see as the baseball world is introduced to Pete Crow Armstrong tonight?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see him out there with all these all-stars, and I don't think any of us were expecting 23-year-old PCA in his second full big league season to be the starting center fielder for the National League in the 2025 All-Star game, but he did it. His hard work did it, and seeing Pete out there hitting out of the ninth spot, hopefully with a bomb in Atlanta to make people really recognize him.
You know, you got to see him a lot at Iowa. You've seen somewhat of him come up, come down, and then really just explode the way that he has. Is there anything that you can put your finger on that he's done, whether it's physically or mentally, or was this just who he was ultimately meant to be?
I ultimately thought that he would be a Gold Glove caliber defender. I thought that he would have 20-plus home run power because he did it in the minor leagues without, you know, I wouldn't say like a consistent playing schedule, but differing situations in the minor leagues. But I was not expecting to drive in as many runs. I was not expecting to be as polarizing among the fan bases. And it's not just the Cubs fan base. If you go to Pittsburgh and the Cubs are playing, you hear PCA chants. You go to Miami, you see the Cubs play, you hear PCA chants. I mean, he is a legitimate superstar. So I didn't know if the superstardom of PCA would catch on so quickly, but it did. And, you know, I thought that he would have 20 home runs in a season. I didn't think he would have 25 home runs at the All-Star break. So it's a pretty clear difference, and I think it's just the confidence, Craig Counsell and company giving him the freedom to be the player and the person that he wants to be, and, you know, having teammates and leaders that embrace him for like, hey, he's really exciting. He's going to celebrate. He'll never disrespect the game, but He'll always play with high effort, high intensity, high emotion, and you know, we want him to be comfortable playing in front of our fans at Wrigley Field and in our clubhouse. I think that he has, and you can sense that comfort. You can sense the acceptability there, and it's really fun to watch.
We're joined by Alex Cohen of the Marquee Sports Network. Judson Richards with you this evening on 6-7 The Score. Alex, you mentioned his popularity out of Wrigley Field, not just at Wrigley, but he naturally draws people in. What is it from his immeasurables or the way that he handles himself? And listen, being fast is cool, right? Whether it's in first grade or maybe the first thing we did as athletes 1,000 years ago is just race. But what is it about PCA where people are just naturally drawn to him, Cubs fans or otherwise?
Well, he's fast, one, and two, he hits bombs. And they say, like, chicks dig the long ball, right. And they do, and he gets to do that a lot this year. But he can also run. So I think that it's the way that he plays the game, too. Just in this era of baseball, the effort, the speed, the passion that he plays with. And, game one is just as important as game number 34. That's just as important as game number 76 of 162. And I think him just going into each and every game with, that type of energy and that type of fire is really important for 2025 baseball.
Alex, I don't want to ignore the other all-stars of the Chicago Cubs. Let's start with the pitcher. Matthew Boyd, you can make a really good case that Matthew Boyd may have been the most important Cub with the season that he's had, with the loss of Justin Steele for the season, and how much time Shota Imanaga missed. But Matthew Boyd, he didn't come out of nowhere. They've seen the stuff before, but Matthew Boyd having a career year couldn't have come at a better time with what happened with starters 1 and 2 for the Cubs.
No, it was perfect. I mean, if you would have asked, say, if you're a Chicago Cubs fan and Justin Steele's going to pitch a month and then he misses the rest of the season and Shota Imanaga is going to miss 7 weeks in the middle of the first half of the season, the fact that they're 18 games over 500 and in first place in the Central, like, you're taking that at face value. And a big reason why is Matthew Boyd is pitching, one, like an ace, and two, like a top 3 to 5 NL Cy Young contender. I mean, he's done it every single outing. He's made 18 starts. All 18 starts have been scheduled starts, so he hasn't missed a start. 17 of those 18 starts, he's given up 3 runs or less. And in 12 of those 18 starts, they've been quality starts. So I think it's just the consistency factor in a part of the Cubs roster that hasn't been consistent. So if he's not consistent, if he's not Matthew Boyd this year, I'm not sure where the Cubs are.
Is the National League good enough where Kyle Tucker should be hitting 7th? I know, especially, David Haugh this morning, very bothered by PCA at 9th. I think I may be more bothered with Kyle Tucker hitting 7th.
You know what? I don't care. They're in the All-Star game. They're going to get one at bat. I don't care. I mean, it's the fact that they're starting in the All-Star game. It's great, and I don't care if they're hitting 3 or 5 or 7. Like, they're going to get one AB regardless, or two ABs regardless. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to worry about when it comes to baseball this year over the next 3 weeks and 3 months. Yeah, Kyle Tucker hitting 7th, the PCA hitting 9th in the starting lineup in the National League in the All-Star game is not one of them.
Alex, I'm going to need you to find more little things to be angry about. It's just the best way to operate. No, but seriously, Kyle Tucker, to me, this is his 4th All-Star, so I think there's some veteranship that should be there. But, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more professional hitter. Like, he does a thing that I'm waiting for PCA to grow to, and that's complete ownership at the plate, right? He does not chase. He does not go out of the zone. He is as professional as it gets. It's why he's going to get $500-plus million this offseason.
Yeah, and with PCA and with other players in baseball, they're superstars. I'm not sure if that is the norm. I think it's more of the exception.
Right.
I think Kyle Tucker at the plate is probably one of two or three hitters that commands the batter's box like he does. He doesn't chase just as many strikeouts as many walks. He's platoon neutral. He hits righties. He hits lefties. He hits for power. He can slap it the other way. He can hit situationally. He steals a lot of bases. So, if you're talking about complete offensive players, whether it's on the base pass or at the plate, he might be one of one. I mean, I think Judge does it really well, but remember, Aaron Judge strikes out a lot. I think Shohei Ohtani does it really well. Remember, Shohei Ohtani has a 25% strikeout rate. So it's not 100% clean when it comes to those guys. And Yeah, I think Kyle Tucker, what he does, the impact that he has in the lineup and hitting second and what he does against relievers, starters, righties, lefties, it's pretty impressive to watch.
We're joined by Alex Cohen of the Marquee Sports Network. We'll talk about when we can hear Alex on the broadcast again here coming up in just a few days. Alex, how surprised would you be, again, you know, as we take a look at and all the speculation of who's out there for a starter for the Cubs to go and get, there isn't necessarily an ace. Like, there isn't this obvious one that's on the trading block. And so for Jed Hoyer to part with Cade Horton, who is pretty close to being a solid number three, and we know so young and has a lot of time in front of him, like, as much as I would understand if they were to move Cade Horton, I also think it would be foolish if you're not going after a legitimate, at least number two arm out there in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they're trading Cade, so that's the first thing. I don't think that they're sending him down either. If anything, it would be for an innings limit. So, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I think Cade has the pedigree as a first-round draft pick and a top prospect, and what he's been able to show in the big leagues at times, that, you know, he will be an important part for the Chicago Cubs team, not just in 2025, but also in the future. But if you're talking about other arms, there's one arm that I really like that came out of his last start with an injury. It was Edward Cabrera for the Marlins. So I really don't know where his, you know, injury and where he's at physically. But as you said, there's really not that many top line aces out there that are on quote unquote selling teams, because where we stand right now, there's a lot of teams that are still in it. Minnesota Twins, rumored to sell. Joe Ryan would be great. They have a 30% chance of still making the playoffs. Mm. So I just don't know if there's that many selling teams right now. And there's not that many selling teams right now that have aces. So I think that if you look at the Marlins, like Sandy Alcantara is somebody that, you know, obviously has the starter type of stuff. Edward Cabrera, if he's healthy, I like a lot. I brought up Luis Severino on the Marquee Sports Network podcast. He's really struggled this year, especially in Sacramento, but seven out of his last eight seasons have been really good. He's pitched in the postseason. Problem is probably the contract for Severino and the fact that he doesn't miss that many bats. But aside from that, I mean, you look at Texas, they have three really good starters who they could trade, but also, like, they might not be selling. So as it stands right now, there's really not that many sellers that have aces.
Alex, I went to an Iowa Cubs game recently. Big thanks to you for the tickets. The ball that sounded different off of anyone's bat at that game was a guy named Owen Casey. You've seen him a lot in Iowa. What impresses you most about Owen Casey? And is that the guy that you think other teams, if Jed Hoyer's calling around, this is the guy they're going to be going after?
I mean, I think other teams would be very interested in him, because I think in any other organization, he'd be probably in the big leagues and he'd probably be the starting right fielder. I think that he is incredibly talented. You traded a lot for him. You traded Yu Darvish. You got a 19-year-old Owen Casey at the time, and, you know, now he's a top-ranked prospect in the Cubs organization, and for good reason. I mean, he's a legitimate 3.5-4-tool player. Like, all the hit tools are well above average, as you saw in Iowa over the last month. I mean, the power surge is there when it comes to Owen. His bat-to-ball skills are really good. He's athletic. He's tall. He can run. His defense at the corner outfield positions have gotten much better as the years and the months and the days have gone on. So I think if you're going out there and trading for an ace, you're going out there and you're getting Zach Gallen, if you're getting Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, they would probably ask for Owen Casey starting. And whether the Cubs want to make that deal or not, that remains to be seen.
Alex, you've got the call Friday for Marquee Sports Network. The Cubs, they're going to need to rest quickly and then get back and ready to go quickly as well, because the Red Sox are the hottest team in baseball. You've got the Red Sox that have won 10 consecutive games. The team right behind them is the Milwaukee Brewers, who have won 7 games, the team that is, as of now, just one game back of the NL Central. But it's going to be a fast start for the Cubs, getting started with that 3-game series Friday at Wrigley.
Yeah, I mean, no Rafael Devers, no problem for the Red Sox, apparently. So, yeah, you win 10 consecutive games, and they're just a young, fun team to watch. I mean, Zidane Rafael has had a monster July. Garrett Crochet has been so good all season. And they're a team where if you take them lightly and you're a little lethargic coming out of the All-Star break, you know, look out, because they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. And then you said the Brewers. I mean, they've not only been one of the hottest teams in baseball over the last 2 weeks, it's been the last 2 months. And, yeah, just something about the magic up there, where it's the sum of the parts for the Brewers, and they kind of give off, like, A's, Moneyball vibes, and, you know, every person plays their role. And, you know, the Jacob Mizorowski stuff with the All-Star game. I mean, whatever you think about that, that's fine. It's going to be a stud. He's really good. So, you know, with the Miz and Freddy Peralta, I mean, that's a pretty good one, too. You get Brandon Woodruff back, and look out. The Brewers are in business.
Alex, you were on your All-Star break. You still made some time for us. Thanks for doing it, and we will see you Friday as the Cubs and Red Sox get set to start the second half, albeit there's about 40% of the season left to go. Thanks for your time tonight, Alex.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Good stuff there from Alex. Yeah, we call it the All-Star break, and then we refer to this as the second half of the season. But the Cubs are 57-39. That's 96 games played. There's roughly about 41% of the season remaining, 66 games to go. So, you know, it's not as simple as just looking at Pete Crow Armstrong's numbers and being like, well, the guy's got 25 home runs. He's obviously going to hit 50. We're not in the middle. I will say this, though, because this was making the rounds. You know, the last time that the Cubs, I had no recollection of Kosuke Fukudome starting an All-Star game. 2008, Fukudome was starting in the All-Star game representing the Cubs. That's the last time that a Cub started in the center field. But you know Fukudome's numbers in 2008, not at the All-Star break, at the end of the year, the season of Fukudome, 10 home runs, 58 RBIs, 12 stolen bases. So we have upgraded a little bit of the numbers of the center fielder representing the Cubs in the All-Star game. Why? Because PCA, you know, PCA's he's doubled him already in home runs and stolen bases. He's got 25 home runs, 27 stolen bases, and 71 RBIs at the All-Star break. Pete Crow Armstrong is the third player in MLB history. This is the most impressive one. Third player in MLB history with 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases before the All-Star break. He reached the 20 home run and 20 stolen base mark in 73 games. That's the fewest games needed to reach 2020 in a season in Cubs history. Should be a fun Midsummer Classic coming up here tonight. By the way, coming up next for us, I'll tell you why I love what the Brewers are doing in the NL Central. That's next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like this team has played really well. We're, like, obviously this place is full almost every night, and I think that, you know, I think that we'll have the resources to make the moves needed to make at the deadline. That I'm very confident in.
All right, so what may happen at the trade deadline? We'll hear from Ken Rosenthal in just a moment. That was the voice of Jed Hoyer, who's done a great job, and always does, as being transparent. Jed Hoyer also won the ultimate prize, and we will relive that here on 670 The Score. The Score will have a special classic programming that's happening, again, during the All-Star break. Now, tomorrow at 6 p.m., we'll replay the Cubs winning Game 6 of the 2016 NLCS. Then on Thursday at 6 p.m., you could probably guess we will bring back the Cubs victory in Game 7 over Cleveland of the 2016 World Series. Cannot wait to hear, relive that with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. And then, of course, on Friday, it's back to baseball. Some break, it's like, hey, you're going to run a 162-game absolute gauntlet. And you're like, they'll probably give him a two-week break. But no, they played Sunday, and they'll be playing again on Friday. And the Cubs, they will have the hottest team in baseball. That's right, the Boston Red Sox at Wrigley, 120 start time. And you hear that game right here on The Score. The Red Sox, after trading Rafael Devers, have been on fire, including winning 10 consecutive. So it's not just the Red Sox, but of course in the National League, the Cubs will have a lot of competing to do to get to ultimately where they got to back in 2016. Ken Rosenthal on Fox yesterday on what he's seeing for the Cubs out there at the trade deadline.
Kevin, you guys mentioned it before. This might be the Cubs' only season with Kyle Tucker, a top 10 player in the game. So clearly, they need to go for it, and clearly, their need is a starting pitcher. Jameson Taillon still on the injured list with a calf injury. Cade Horton, he's a rookie. Matthew Boyd has already thrown his most innings since 2019, almost as many as his past three seasons combined. So a starter is what they're looking at. The problem is the market is not all that deep in quality starting pitching. Two of the biggest names, Zach Gallen, Sandy Alcantara, they have not pitched consistently this season. And then you're looking at guys like Mitch Keller of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good, but maybe not a difference maker.
You know, the report there from Ken Rosenthal, he told us a lot more about what's happening with the Cubs than ultimately what is happening out there. And when he did tell us the names, it's been a very common theme recently that there, you know, there is not an ace. There isn't even really a high number two in Major League Baseball that seems to be available on the mound. It's why I think even if the Cubs were considering trading Cade Horton, why I don't think he's ultimately going to be going anywhere. Because, you know, Cade is approaching being a pretty good number three as such a young guy. So that means that he's, you know, his ceiling, he can get a lot better. So, as you mentioned, Zach Gallen and Sandy Alcantara, are you going to move Cade Horton, who may ultimately be the same as those guys next year, who you have a lot of contractual control of and that can continue to get better and better? It doesn't seem to make any sense. So as much as we want Jed Hoyer to go out and get great players, he's not going to give up a Cade Horton or an Owen Casey for an average player, a guy who's having an average season and isn't young and they may not have a lot of quality control of. So they will make some moves. I just don't know how much better they're going to get because you just don't hear about a lot of great talent available. I will say this, though. I ultimately think it's a good thing that the Brewers are playing as well as they are. You know, I don't love when a team is running away with a division and there is no one pushing on them. Right? Jed Hoyer has to, you know, he's not making a decision just about competing with the Dodgers in the National League or the Mets in the National League, who, of course, have fallen off a bit. No, he still has to consider the team that is right behind him with the Brewers. The Brewers are 56-40. They're one game back. The only team that's won more than them are the Red Sox, who will be here on Friday. The Sox have won 10 in a row, and the Brewers have won 7 in a row. But there is this news. Have you seen this? You keep up with Tankathon. I feel like we keep up with that way more than we should in Chicago, right? But Tankathon isn't just to find out if your team is picking number one overall. For the Bears, yes, that was 2 years in a row. They traded one of them. And then, yes, the Chicago Blackhawks also got to pick number one overall. So the Tankathon has been very informative here in Chicago. This news is a little bit better. Tankathon has the Cubs for the rest of the way here, 66 games remaining. The third easiest schedule in baseball from here on out. On the other side of that, the Brewers have the fourth toughest remaining schedule in baseball. And also, Tankathon will tell you that the Cubs, who had a very difficult start to the season, the Brewers had an easier start to the season and will now have a more difficult start to the season. Also, keep in mind that that lesser schedule that the Cubs have in front of them, I would expect a number of those teams to be sellers. So hopefully those teams will go from bad to worse. I also think that the Cubs will be much more aggressive than the Brewers will be at bolstering their team. So let's hope that all lines up for the Cubs to have a much, much better final 66 games than the Brewers. But you know, do I want the Cubs to just be 12 games ahead in division? I guess that would be okay. But it's not a bad thing for a team when you play 162 games that you are always looking for something to keep pushing you. And hopefully Craig Counsell doesn't want to be caught by his former team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Just a quick update on our poll question. We're asking you, because it's a very star-driven night, obviously, with the All-Star Game, which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? PCA, Caleb Williams, Connor Bedard, or we left you an option for other, and you can leave it in the comment. You can text us as well, 312-644-6767. I got to say, I thought that PCA, with the way things have been going, especially, did you see him walking the red carpet and the company that he was keeping? PCA is hot right now. He is hot right now, but I'll tell you, Caleb Williams is neck and neck in our poll question. Which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? PCA, Caleb Williams, Connor Bedard, or other? We'll continue to check in on that poll question. We'll dive into it headfirst at 7:30 as well. And we'll really take a look at maybe 10 years from now who we think ultimately will have the best numbers. But coming up next, let's do this. The improvement from Game 1 to Game 3 by Noah Essengay was enormous. We will discuss that with Chuck Swirsky and also his one-on-one with Arturis Karnišovas. That's next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.